Clan coach Ryan Finnerty, a 3-1 win in Cardiff tonight. Great result. How did you get the guys up for this one on the back of last night's game?
Well, obviously we needed a response after a disappointing effort last night at home here. So it was okay. I mean, we knew we needed to defend. We knew we needed to play tight defensively and block shots and do all the hard little things it takes to win in Cardiff. And the guys, like, credit to them. I mean, pretty proud moment to watch these guys battle. You know, Holtz made some big saves. Our D played tight and played strong. You know, it was a sold-out building. It was loud. A lot of, like, really good atmosphere. Every reason for this team to fold the tent. We came through under adversity.
Now, is this result that when you got tonight, is it indicative of the league and how it's gone so far this season, do you think?
I mean, yeah, obviously there's no excuse for yesterday's performance. It's just completely unacceptable, you know, to lose a game in that fashion at home in front of your fans. It's tough, you know, and there's not a lot of words to be spoken. It's frustrating, it's embarrassing, it's just, you know, to get outworked at home, you know, it's just not something that happens. And we needed a response tonight, and we showed that when we do that, and we can play tight defensively, and we can do, you know, block shots and stand up for one another and do all those things. We can compete with anybody in this league. Just need to find that consistency to do that, and, you know, that self-belief that when we step on the ice, we're going to win. And we had that. You know, there was just no way we were losing tonight. And that was our atmosphere. That was our mindset. And, you know, we need to bring that. You know, if you're going to be successful in this league, you got to do that. But you look at the league, you know, Coventry going to Sheffield and get a big win. And every night it's a team that's willing to go that extra mile. It's going to win. And we just got to find a way to be that team consistently. And, you know, but I'm sure there's 9 other coaches saying the same thing right now.
Now, Cardiff went one up early in the first period. At that point, were you concerned it could have been one of those nights again?
Well, it was a sold-out building, and it got loud, and I was screaming and yelling because they couldn't hear us. You know, anything we needed to communicate, we were screaming because it was loud. It was rocking, and the teddy bear toss, and, you know, they had make it 1-0. We had every reason to kind of shrivel up, but this team, for whatever reason, we seemed to play better under adversity than we do with a lead. And we go down 1-0, and it suits us just fine. And, you know, there's been a lot to screw, but one thing is when we go behind, we battle back, and we battle hard, and that's what we did tonight. And, you know, those are 2 huge points. You know, we took 3 out of 4 in Cardiff this year, and that's something to be proud of.
Now, can you tell us what happened at the end in the incident that involved Lee Salters? I believe there was 1 or 2 players involved in that. Can you shed any light on it?
No, it's a hockey play. It's nothing. It's a Salts battling, and we're battling, and Gouda, and, you know, there's a net front battle, and those things happen. It's not worth even talking about. It's just, everybody got in the melee, but it was really nothing. But it was frustration on their part and defending on ours.
Okay, so we'll end with, obviously that's the last game before Christmas. How important to you was it to go into this Christmas period on a winning vibe?
Well, obviously, you know, last night frustrates us still, and those are lost points. You know, those are lost points. Anytime you lose at home, they're lost points. But there's no blood this weekend. You know, everybody won one, lost one that we were chasing, apart from Belfast, you know. And now we just got to move on. And, you know, the biggest thing is getting the negativity around it. Things aren't going well. It's too easy to be negative. It's just too easy to be negative and too easy to, you know, to sit around and point the finger. And we got to find a way to get positive. I said it to Garrett. I said it's just too easy and too easy to jump off the ship and get negative. If things aren't going as well as you want, we got to find ways to do it. And usually positivity and, you know, and communication and just self-belief and, you know, can go a long ways. And that's just one thing. I'm tired of being down. We're gonna be positive and we're gonna grind through here. But tonight was a good step, and we had a good, really good pregame meeting. You know, we just spoke some hard truths, and we knew we needed to come out and battle. We knew we needed to play a certain way, and it wasn't pretty. It was ugly, and there's a lot of guys that are limping around because we've blocked a lot of shots, but that's what it takes to win, and we've got it tonight.